Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
An insider's look at the National Football League.
That's a W. How many of you want to eat a W tonight?
Time for NFL Lunch.
Cooked you a turducken. There it is.
He's probably a Popeye's biscuit away from being a tight end.
Sponsored by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse with Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio. 105.7 The Fan.
Tom Pete, some football NFL Lunch style. It's Vinny and Haney. Bob Haney beats Rod and Noel McGraw, other side of the glass. We just talked about the O-line and how bad it's been. We did our grades last week during the bye, and pretty much everyone got a D or less. Nolan dropping a couple of Fs. F-bombs, too, off the air. But John Harbaugh, when he met with the media yesterday, was asked about potential O-line changes.
I mean, I think, you know, the way the question is asked, I think everything is always under consideration. Uh-huh. You know, and that position you guys ask about a lot, for sure, but it's true for every position. I mean, you look at every single guy. As Jerry Rosberg said, the evaluations are comprehensive and ongoing. And that's just the fact. You make it, you evaluate everything every single day. And coaches do it completely from everything from individual reps to group reps to team reps to practice reps to game reps, the game reps being the most important reps. Everything is graded, everything's evaluated, and you play the guys, you know, in different spots that are playing the best.
In other words, nothing's changing, Bob. That's kind of what I gathered from that one, that, you know, he kind of diverted just from O-line to making it every position.
Yeah.
You know, where I guess you needed to, you know, with the O-line playing as poorly as they are, you know, does it give you a chance to take a look at, are you going to take a look at somebody else or you know, I don't, you know, because when they had Warhop on, I mean, he went on and on about Bullock, you know. And I don't get it. I don't get it because they're struggling. And I don't know why they don't want to try.
How much worse can it get? I guess it will speak as fans here. Can Corey Bullock be any worse than Voorhees or Falele?
No. The problem is they got
tackle. They have
nobody.
They have
nobody to play right tackle. That's, you know, there's, so no matter what Rosengarten doing, he's playing because Noteboom's the guy, and Noteboom, that's why we need Ronnie back.
Now, Zay Flowers met with the media as well. Last time we saw him, you know, he wasn't holding on to the ball all that great.
Yeah.
To the detriment of the team. But moving on, does he feel the offense can do more even if Lamar's not there?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, because we still got pieces all around the field. It's just, we just got to put it all together. And it's tough when you're missing your starting quarterback, but we still got all our pieces that we, you know what I mean? So we got everything we need. We just got to put it all together.
I mean, they've 2 weeks now, they haven't. But and I say the biggest problem in the pass game is the offensive. They can't run deep routes because they don't have time to throw it. That's one of the bigger problems, you know. So till the O-line gets right, and I don't think the O-line gets right, Bob, until, number one, Lamar comes back, and number two, you're consistently running the football where people, you know, they're going to put eight in a box and they're going to play man. And the other thing is you got the weapons, all right? People are playing you man-to-man coverage. You got to get open. That's the thing. Receivers got to do their part, too, and get open.
NFL Lunch, Fitty and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Nolan McGraw is on the other side of the glass. Zay was asked this question. Any frustrations with the offense amongst the offensive players themselves?
No, I ain't really feel no frustration with that, because if you know how many pieces you got on the team, you know you can't get the ball as much. So whenever you get the ball, you try to do whatever you can to make the best of it.
Where's the true serum at?
Yeah, well, that was a long, while I'm thinking about what to say.
Yeah.
But the other thing is, Bob, I mean, what's he got to complain about? He's got a million targets, you know? I mean, he gets a ton of targets. I didn't realize, Bob, that he didn't show up to talk to the media after he just walked out and didn't talk. He pulled a Mark Andrews.
He did apologize, though, which is, you know, cool of him to do. Target share. For the Ravens so far, they've thrown 157 passes. He's got 46 targets, 34 catches. Second is Andrews with 27. Justice Hill has 23. Bateman has 21. That's your target share right there.
Yeah.
He's the only receiver over 200 yards receiving.
Yeah, it's sad right now because, you know, Bateman and Likely need more touches.
How about Hopkins? He's got 13 targets, 9 catches, 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, all they do when they throw it to him, he just
making
catches
plays.
Them. Yeah. I'm right there with you, Bob.
You would have to think, just based on whatever you do for a living, there's got to be frustration. Boy, well, we're sucking. I'm not touching the ball. What's the deal? Well, there's got to be frustration setting in there.
You know where that'll happen, Bob? Like, in the receiver room, you'll bitch and complain to the other receivers. I mean, that's what we used to do when I was in college. You know, we'd sit in a receiver room and we'd just joke about, you know, all we do is run the ball. We never throw it. And, you know, and then we'd talk about how, like we'd go in after practice on a Tuesday or Wednesday. I made all big eight this week. You know, I caught 8 practice, passes in practice. Right. I ain't getting any in the game. You know, you just kind of laugh it off, you know. And then after the game, Bob, when you don't get any, and you get to the bar, you're bitching and complaining.
And last thing here on NFL Lunch, the Bears game. Ravens are 1-5. They've lost 4 in a row. They're at home again, where they're 1-3. If the Ravens want to do what they want to do, which at this step is just to get to 500 and then kind of creep closer to the postseason, I'm assuming, Zay, that Bears game is really important.
It's super important because we don't want to lose no more. So we got to start it off right after the bye week. Everybody got fresh. Everybody got a mental break. Come back, start off with a win, and try to go on a run.
Yeah, I mean, all right. I mean, that is all exactly what you want to do. How do we do it? How do we do it? You know, how can we, you know, we got fresh mindset now. Okay. And it starts with having a great practice on Monday, and it sounds like they had a great practice on Monday. Okay. Then have great practice Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then you know what? Play great on Sunday. That's how it starts. And then you start to get some confidence. Because all these guys are, Bob, you know, when they go out there, they have good practices. In the game, just waiting for something to go wrong right now when they get out there. And if the defense gives up a touchdown right away, the offense goes like, here we go again. You know, then what's changed?
And if they struggle, they're going to get booed at home.
Oh, yeah. Boy, if the Bears get the ball and drive down on that opening drive and go score, they're going to get booed. The defense will.
No, we have time for a call before we hit the break. Let's get a call in here. And then we have Jerry Palm coming up at 1:30. Vinny's Feeble Five, who are the 5 worst teams in the NFL, or the Ravens part of it this week. Stick around. Mike in Aberdeen. Mike, thanks for holding. What's up?
Hey, this is what's up. First of all, the Bears will come, and they will win. against the Ravens this weekend. I went to both. I'm a PSL holder since 1998. And I'm right at section 119 near the sidelines where the defensive coordinator works with them, works the players. Now, as far as I'm concerned, this young, talented defense is all individuals. They're not cohesive to work together. You see it on the field. You see it on the captain, as well as when it comes down to doing audibles on the field. That's what Ravens defense was famous for. They don't have that no more. And the reason why they don't have that no more is because the leadership wanted to take over that situation since 2008. Now, as far as their head coach, he's in that position now to expertise his position of being a head coach. But the defense was already self-contained when Harbaugh and the rest of these people who takes care of the team. Now, as far as these players, it's up to them. I see it on the sidelines. I see the quietness. I don't see hype. I'm right there, eight rows up, and I see Orr confused. And I see the captains go on the field confused. And also, I see when the snap of the ball happened and the pressure is not there in the front seven. And the biggest pressure that I see that happens is the trenches. Both sides of the trenches is now falling backwards. Mm-hmm. Both sides allowing things to happen. We can't run. We can't throw the pass. The cohesiveness is not there. And then when the coach is like, or put the pressure on them, they have an attitude. Now, they can play. They can't play hurt. I mean, they can play hurt, but they can't play injured. When you lose and lose plays and what have you, those hurts become injuries. That's what I see as far as the defensive side. And as far as the offensive side, it's pretty much the same thing. They're trying to keep Al Jackson as a pocket passer. Now, he's got damaged goods already. He's no longer elusive like he was 6-7 years ago. That elusiveness is diminishing. And the reason why, he's standing back there taking the hits, taking the sacks. And now we can't even run the ball.
Yeah, and he's been sacked. Thanks for the call, Mike. We're coming up on the break. He's been sacked 15 times, and he hasn't played in three games.
Right. Mike, I would say this. You know what it sounds like to me, what you're saying about the team? They're front runners. When things are going great, they're good. When things start to go bad, they go bad.
And the point of the defense to create confusion, not be confused?
Yeah, you would hope.
Angels have a new manager, and it's not Albert Pujols. We'll talk about that. But coming up next, Feeble Five. Who are the five worst teams in the NFL through 7 weeks? Ravens are 1-5. Could they be one of the Feeble Five?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Vinny and Haney's Feeble Five. A handful of teams we wish the Ravens were playing. 105.7 The Fan.
Earlier in the show, Vinny gave his Dirty Dozen. 12 best teams in the National Football League through 7 weeks, led by the Indianapolis Colts for the second straight week. Nobody saw that coming, but it is where it is. Now here we are on October the 21st. Now we get to the bottom end of the spectrum, opposite end rather. The five worst teams, otherwise known as the Feeble Five.
All right. Last week, week 7, it was Jets 1, Tennessee 2, Miami 3, New Orleans 4, Cleveland 5. So coming in at number 5, 2-5 Las Vegas.
You suck.
They lost at Kansas City 31-0. They are on bye. Vegas, I think Bowers being out really hurts them
big time.
You know, and Bob, they got no running game. Yeah, no run game.
Genty's had his moments, but not massive. Look, the Chiefs were taking victory formation with 2.5 minutes left in the game.
And with 3 timeouts.
Yeah, Minshew was in there.
And Crosby got hurt.
Yes, he did.
So Vegas, you know, they're lucky they're on bye. Coming in at 4, 1-6, New Orleans.
You suck.
They lost at Chicago 26-14. They're hosting Tampa this Sunday.
I mean, they hang around. Olave had a couple of TDs.
They're good for a couple quarters, maybe 3, depending on the quality of the team. And then they do something to lose the game.
They make you work. They don't pull a Raiders where you're getting victory formation at 2.5 minutes.
Now, number 3, I don't know about this one. 1-6, Miami.
You suck.
They lost at Cleveland 31-6. They're at Atlanta. They're going to get blown out again. Then they got the Ravens. I think they'll probably fire them after the Ravens game if they lose those two, because it's Thursday night.
We asked Kevin Ostreicher. He thinks he won't be coaching the Ravens. But, yeah, I think to your point, just take this national TV drubbing, reach full-on embarrassment mode.
Yeah, and the quarterback stinks.
3 picks. He's thrown 6 interceptions the last couple of weeks.
And some of those plays, like, instead of, like, getting hit, he just throws the ball up. You know, it was kind of embarrassing watching. Coming in at 2, 1-6, Tennessee.
You suck!
They lost to New England 31-13. They're at Indy. Take another drubbing. I mean, they're just bad. Callahan left. His dad left, who was the O-line coach. You know, so they just need they need the season to get over is what they need.
Yeah, Mike McCoy came in. And
Simmons got hurt, Bob, too, their best defensive player. So that's who I wanted the Ravens to go. Everybody I wanted the Ravens to get, Bob, they got hurt. Crosby, Simmons. And then coming in at number 1, the 0-7, Richie Kotites. The New York Jets.
You suck.
They lost to Carolina 13-6. They're at Cincy. They don't have a quarterback. That's one of the problems. And as talented players as their defense is, they're not playing to it. So whatever they're teaching them and stuff, the players aren't buying in. Sauce Gardner, whether he's hurt or not, he left, you know, supposedly injured. I don't know that. They may have tuned out Aaron Glenn.
They bench Fields. Tyrod came in, threw a couple of picks.
Yeah. Fields is, bad. Yeah, I mean, they're just a bad football team.
Face that one, for sure.
Yeah. I mean, coming in at 1 is the Jets, 2's Tennessee, 3's Miami, 4 New Orleans, 5 Vegas. Now, if the Ravens lose Sunday, they'll be in there. They'll be in there. I promise you that.
Week 8 NFL season starts Thursday. Minnesota's at the Chargers. Both teams coming off home losses. Chargers 3.5-point favorites there. Bears at the Ravens. Ravens 6.5-point favorites. Dolphins at Atlanta, as Vinny brought up. Falcons 7.5-point favorites.
Oh, yeah.
Against Miami. Jets at the Bengals. Cincinnati 6.5-point favorites fighting Flacco's against the hapless, winless Jets. Browns at New England. Patriots are 7.5-point favorites there. If the Browns' defense could travel, this might be competitive. But New England right now looks like a team's playing with a ton of confidence. And
especially the quarterback.
That game could be in Cleveland, and New England probably still does a number on them. Giants at the Eagles. Remember, 2 weeks ago, Giants blew them out.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, rematch here, Philly minus 6.5. Giants are 0-4 on the road. Not good.
No.
Bills at Carolina, where the Panthers are undefeated, but Bryce Young got hurt. Could be the red rifle there. Buffalo coming off a bye, 7.5-point favorites there. San Francisco at Houston.
I would say, Bob, Buffalo's in a must-win. They're like not as bad as the Ravens, but if they go 4-3, you know, and New England's got Cleveland at home, all of a sudden they're up, you know, a couple games on them.
Yeah, and they beat them head-to-head.
Yeah.
On top of that. Let's see, 49ers at Houston. Houston got thumped last night. I mean, they had turnovers that helped keep them in the game, but they're favored. Over the 49ers.
Stroud's struggling.
1.5. Tampa's at New Orleans. Buccaneers coming off their second loss of the year. They're 4.5-point favorites down at the Superdome. Dallas at Denver. Denver 3.5-point favorites, but we saw the Giants shred that defense, and Dallas's offense, say, Pickens and Lamb did coexist last week.
Yes, they did.
And Williams rushed for over 100 yards. So say what you want about Dallas's D, but their offense is cooking right now.
And Dak's got to be up for the MVP right now, too.
16 touchdowns, 3 picks.
Yeah.
Titans and Colts, as Vinny said. Indy, how about this 14.5-point spread?
Oh,
come get some.
Yeah.
Green Bay's at Pittsburgh Sunday night. Green Bay, 3.5-point favorites as Aaron Rodgers hosts his former team. And only one Monday night game next week. So that means the Manning brothers will be back. Commander scuffling, banged up on top of it. At KC, how about this 10.5-point spread?
I'll guarantee you, ABC or ESPN, whoever, they're like, oh, man, did we get a stinker?
Yeah, Mahomes, 14 touchdowns, 2 picks on the season. Buys this week, Detroit, Vegas, Rams, Cardinals, Seahawks, and the fraudulent Jacksonville Jaguars.
You know what, Bob? The more we watch, I don't think Trevor Lawrence is the guy.
I'm kind of with you. Travis Hunter had his best game as a receiver.
Oh, yeah, he had over 100 yards. Yeah.
And mop-up duty.
Yes.
We'll come back. Jerry Palm, palmbrackets.com. Talk college football with him. Maybe throw in a college basketball tidbit as well. Season just a couple of weeks from tipping off. And then we'll do our picks. I thought I was going to avoid this sort of disaster. I even threw him in the trash. I guess we're going to have to live it live coming up around 1:45.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In college football, palmbrackets.com. Bob Haney, Vince Rutto. Let's welcome back to the show, Window Nation guest hotline, Jerry Palm. Jerry, first of all, good afternoon. How you feeling?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Doing all right. And Maryland starts 4-0, look really good, thumping Wisconsin, and everybody's kind of thumping Wisconsin. Then they're up 20-0, and late in the third quarter against Washington, let that slip away, blew another fourth quarter lead against Nebraska. I'm not telling you anything you don't already know. And then a come from behind turned out to be a loss against UCLA. We thought Maryland was destined for a bowl game. You still have them going to the Rate Bowl, on December the 26th against Baylor. But with Indiana looming, and then you still have Michigan, Illinois, Rutgers kind of trying to get it together. Is it a lock that Maryland, no pun intended, can get six wins and get bowl eligible? And would that be enough to pacify Maryland fans after a 4-0 start?
Yeah, I don't know about that, but certainly, I mean, they've got two winnable games, but neither are at home. They've got Rutgers and Michigan State. And, you know, that when you look at the schedule, those are the games that you have to win because you're going to be pretty heavy underdogs in the other three. So the margin for error is pretty much zero at this point. But, you know, it's still out there for them to get to a bowl game.
Now, UCLA, they've won three in a row. And granted, Maryland should have won the game. But life's not about what it could have, should have. Jerry, it's about what really happens. But they're three straight after not even leading in a game until they beat Penn State. So where the hell did this come from? And, you know, what's going to be the off-season, to-do list for their administration there in Bruins land, football-wise, anyway?
Yeah, it's quite a turnaround. It's been a season of turnarounds in college football. You've got Penn State on the other end of a turnaround. You know, they're leading Oregon in overtime, don't win that game, and lose the next three. And, you know, then Drew Aller gets hurt in the third of those games, and you know, now they're really in a bind. Their coach is gone. It's a real hot mess now at Penn State. Florida State loses to Miami and then loses two more. UCLA can't beat anybody. Now all of a sudden they can't be beaten. It's just been a weird season. And UCLA, you know, I mean, they're playing with a lot of confidence. Now, you know, they've got to go to Indiana, so that might do, you know, away with whatever confidence they have. And they still have Ohio State on the road, and they still have USC on the road. And that's a big rivalry game, so it's not like USC isn't going to be ready for them. But it's an uphill climb for them. They're going to have to beat somebody they shouldn't if they're going to get to a bowl game. But after an 0-4 start, to even have that conversation is pretty good.
Hey, Jared, what's wrong with Texas?
That's a good question. You know, and that's a team that hasn't lived up to expectations. They're not really getting, you know, the level of play they expected out of Arch Manning. But it's not all him. It's you know, competition. The SEC is really good. And it's just such an unforgiving league when things are going poorly for you. They lost at Florida. They lost at Ohio State. You know, they're 5-2, so it's not really going too badly. They're winning the games that they're supposed to win. You might say they're supposed to win at Florida. You know, they just fired their coach, so maybe they should have won at Florida. But, you know, they've still got a lot in front of them. Potentially for the rest of this season, they've got to take care of business on their home field and win at Mississippi State, which is a team they should be favored to beat. And then they've got the game at Georgia. But Vanderbilt at home, Arkansas at home, A&M at home. I guess nothing's really wrong with Texas. They're just not living up to the really high preseason expectations.
Hey, Jared, what do you think about you know who I'd like to see Penn State hire is Jeff Brohm.
That'd be interesting. I don't know what it would take to pry him away from his hometown, his home school. I mean, he really wanted that job. That, you know, he left Purdue for there when it, that job opened up. The second time it opened up while he was at Purdue. And, you know, I'm sure that Penn State's got enough money to get his attention. So it, for him, it would really be a matter of, you know, can they convince him to leave the job he's always wanted?
Now, Jared, are you a believer in Miami or no?
You know, yes, I am. That's a really good team. That was a tough loss this weekend. Or that was Friday night for them, I think. Mm-hmm. And you know, they're really good. That was a surprising loss. Losing at home was surprising. You know, and the way this season has gone, you know, for these good teams that lose a game, now all of a sudden you lose three in a row, right? But their next one's home with Stanford, and Stanford is not a very good team, and they should be able to handle that. But, yeah, I'm still a believer in Miami.
Jerry Palm, PalmBrackets.com, joining us here, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Jerry, Pruver, let you roll. Let's move to college hoops here. AP poll, Purdue's number one. You know, they've been one of the powerhouse teams, as you know, last few years. But Matt Painter trying to get over that national championship hump. Is this the best opportunity for them to do so? And how surprised were you that St. John's coming in here at number five with basically a brand new team? Well, that's kind of like everybody. Look at the Terps over here.
Yeah. I mean, Purdue's the odd man out when it comes to this sort of thing. The Purdue is not a brand new team. Purdue retains its players better than probably just about anybody. And that's what this team is. The Purdue is last year's team with, you know, three new guys that really fill holes. Oscar Clough from South Dakota State is a second leading rebounder in the NCAA last year. Daniel Jacobson back from an injury. So Purdue's problems defending the post and getting rebounds should be pretty well resolved. And then they add Omer Meyer from Israel, a 6'4 point guard who can shoot. He has to learn how to play some defense still, but, you know, to give Braden Smith a chance to not have to play 40 minutes a game. And that kind of depth, Purdue's depth is going to be pretty ridiculous this year. And they can play any kind of matchup you provide, they can counter. It's a unique team. I mean, obviously, I've been following Purdue a long time. This is probably the best roster that Purdue's had since I've been following the team, and I'm an old guy.
Even better than Rick Mount? And I'm just joking there, Jerry Palm. You're not that old, are you?
Actually, I am, but I don't really remember that team very well.
All right, so we'll talk about PalmBrackets.com. You got the football bowl projections, and when's all the college hoop stuff going to start rolling out of here?
Oh, I should have a bracket, preseason bracket, early next week. That's the goal, anyway. We're in the process of moving, so. Oh. It's kind of a weird timing thing, but yeah. So that's slowing me down a little bit. But yes, there will definitely be a bracket before the season starts, and hopefully early next week.
Yeah, moving's fun.
Oh, yeah.
That's great. Carrying couches and beds upstairs and all that good stuff. He's Jerry Palm, PalmBrackets.com. Jerry, appreciate the time as always. We'll catch up with you soon.
Thanks, Jerry.
All right. Thanks.
There's Jerry Palm, everybody. We'll come back, talk to Nolan McGraw, get our standings update in the picks as the week ended last night with a doubleheader. We'll give you that update. And a new manager with the Angels. It's a familiar name if you're a Nationals fan. Kurt Suzuki, new manager of the Angels. Former Major League catcher, All-Star 2014, World Champ with the Nats. Back in 2019, was assistant to the Angels' general manager. And he got the job. Torrey Hunter was also mentioned as a possible candidate there. Albert Pujols, talks between those two sides. They fell apart. Apparently, Albert wanted a little more power than a rookie manager should get. San Diego is interested in his services, as Manny Machado and Fernando Tatis are big fans of his. Orioles all quiet out of the warehouse, at least for now. But if you had Kurt Suzuki on your bingo card to be the Orioles manager, not happening.
You were the only one with that bingo card.
I know. Exactly. I was like, what? I thought he was still playing, to be totally honest with you. But Kurt Suzuki, new manager of the Angels. And they're becoming like Colorado's the purgatory of baseball.
Yeah.
Angels are kind of there, man. If they had Mike Trout and Shohei Ohtani on the same team for years, and I don't think they had a winning record with those two guys.
Right. Interesting hires really so far, not just Suzuki. I mean, that one, I don't think that one's too strange.
Catchers are usually the cerebral types, right?
That and, well, I was thinking more so the lack of experience. I mean, he was with the Angels organization the past few years as an advisor, I guess. So he hasn't been completely away from the game. But there has been this trend of, you know, former players stepping right into managing really within kind of a five-year window of them hanging it up.
Steven Vogt,
yeah,
a year removed.
Well, that's probably the biggest success story of it. And others have fizzled out. I just think from what we've seen so far, Giants haven't finalized yet, but it looks like they're set on the Tennessee college coach. Just some interesting hires, and so far I think it's good for the Orioles. I mean, no major big-name candidates have been taken off the board that I personally would like to see here in Baltimore. You know, the Giants choosing to get unconventional and dipping straight into the college ranks, or, you know, former player in Suzuki who wasn't on the Orioles radar to begin with. We'll see what happens with the Pujols thing, but I'm with Bob. I think that's all kind of smoke and mirrors as far as Baltimore is concerned. I think this is great. You know, it's all shaping up for the Orioles to have their pick of the litter in terms of actual experienced guys.
Yeah. And by the way, Suzuki's advice, hire me. Mm-hmm. He advised them to hire him as manager. Well, I didn't take my own advice, Nolan. I picked the Dolphins again.
Oh, my.
This week in college. They play like a college team. Not a bad one at that. But what are the standings updates here in our pick segment? We get a couple of days off unless you want to start picking some Tuesday or Wednesday college football
game. No. We'll save that. Right. We do bad enough on the weekend. We
Correct.
Don't need any extra. Well, you're not alone, Bob. I mean, you make fun of yourself for the Dolphins pick, but all three of us had a boneheaded pick this week on a team that probably didn't deserve it. I took a shot on the Saints, big backfire, and Vinny was predicting the first win for the Jets.
Yeah.
So we all had a swing and a egregious swing and a miss, you could call it.
Did we take Jacksonville, any of us? I think I did.
All three of us did. We really bought into the whole travel narrative.
Oh, my God.
So much for
that.
And
they came out like, you know, like they'd been there for 2 weeks.
Yeah, maybe that Oriole magic was rubbing off on them.
Or something to showing up and not getting acclimated at the time yet.
Trevor Lawrence. Stiff?
Oh, we knew that. We knew that already. They beat the Chiefs. Good for you. You know, that was their one win. And because it was in prime time, if that was at 1 o'clock on Sunday, I don't think people would have bought in to the Jaguars. I could be wrong about that, but point still stands.
Yeah.
Anyway, updated standings here. Vinny and I finished with the same record this week. Bob, two games behind us. So updated standings. I remain 6 games behind Vinny. 17 back is now the deficit for Bob.
I'm the Rockies. I'm in the purgatory. I'll keep trying to chip away as it goes. All right, let's go to the funhouse.
Quick Draws Funhouse.
Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com.
105.7 The Fan.
Well, speaking of the manager carousel, this texter says, if Albert Pujols isn't a good fit for the Angels job, then he's not a good fit for any manager job right now. That was the only somewhat reasonable landing spot, in my opinion, and I'm stunned that the Padres would even entertain him as their World Series window is wide open.
Yeah, if his name was Albert McGillicuddy, I don't think anybody's really talking to him at all. But he was in that organization like Kurt Suzuki was and got out of there without a deal. We'll see how much clout Manny and Tatis will have in regards to San Diego picking their new manager.
This one here says, I'm not holding my breath for a Ravens trade. Really, if it doesn't happen in the next 24 hours, then I don't think it will at all. After Sunday, the season could be over anyway. Just not looking good in the short term, no matter what.
Yeah, if it doesn't happen by probably 4 o'clock today or whatever, I'm totally shocked that they haven't gotten somebody. And I'm going to hold out hope for the rest of the day, but they need somebody desperately.
Right.
November 4th's the deadline, right?
Yeah.
But
they need somebody now.
They might have two L's by then.
I'm interested to see what the trade deadline looks like around the league. right? Because, you know, the Ravens pulled off the trade a couple weeks ago, and other teams were active here well before the deadline.
Right.
And everyone just kind of assumed, oh, is this going to be the year where the deadline is crazy? Like, it looks like the NBA or looks like Major League Baseball even. But I don't know if football can ever be like that.
Well, it's hard because of the cap. Mm-hmm. That's the problem.
This one here on Maryland says, Loxley is a horrible, horrible in-game coach. They aren't upsetting Indiana. No shot at that. Quite frankly, they're not beating anyone good as long as he's on the sideline. If Wisconsin had any competence at quarterback, then they would have beat the Terps as well. I think Loxley's full resume is what it is for a reason. That was Eric in Bel Air.
And by the way, he's never won after a bye, which they'll be coming off of. And in October, what's he, 7-16 now?
Wow.
So the September Terps are always the one that get you, hey, maybe it could be. And then October hits and reality sets in, and they're just so undisciplined. The penalties and the targeting, it's just, come on, man. Tighten it up. And it's not like Loxley's going, hey, go out there and knock their heads off and do something to win. It's not the Raiders of 1975. You know what I mean? It's like, be disciplined, be smart, don't cost us the game, and there's always some boneheaded play that contributes to their demise here.
Yeah, and you can't just say it's the youth aspect, because this has been going on for years.
Yes.
They're a young team now, but they don't strike me as, on paper, like immature, but just during Loxley's entire tenure, it's always been something with the... what I would call the easy things.
Right.
Right? You don't have the size to compete with the big boys in the Big Ten. That's one thing. But what can you control? Just play a clean game.
And my concern is they're losing all these close games. The blowout's coming. Where, like, at the end of the first quarter, it's 21-0 other team.
If it was going to happen, it would be Indiana.
Yeah.
So,
because they're number two in the country, and they've got way bigger goals than, well, they got to beat Maryland to achieve what they're trying to.
Can Beal rush for over 100?
Boy, that's going to be rough to watch, too.
Yeah.
Anywho, that's going to do it for us. Inside Access coming up next. We're back tomorrow with Woman Crush Wednesday. Ravens back on the practice field. We'll know by this time tomorrow whether or not Lamar Jackson's going to be on the field. We'll talk more about the upcoming World Series and everything else going on in the world of sports. For Nolan McGraw, Vinny Serrato, I'm Bob Haney. Stay safe, stay healthy. Talk to you in the morning. For now, class dismissed.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd.
They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.